This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. At least 78 people were killed in a stampede in the Yemeni capital Sana'a. Al Mazira TV, the main television news outlet run by Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi movement, said that several people were injured in Wednesday's incident, including 13 in critical condition, citing the director of health in Sana'a. The spokesman for the Houthi-controlled Ministry of Interior said in a statement the stampede took place during the distribution of charitable donations by merchants during the final days of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. A new attempt at a ceasefire between Sudanese troops and paramilitary forces in Khartoum failed on Wednesday, leaving people fearful about dwindling food supplies and a breakdown in medical services. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
The 24-hour ceasefire was lobbied for by countries trying to evacuate their citizens. It was to come into effect at 6 p.m. local time, but two eyewitnesses in separate areas of the Sudanese capital told Reuters that fighting had continued. Hundreds of people have been killed since the violence erupted. Thousands have been injured. This doctor at the Sudanese Ministry of Health says that most of the big specialized hospitals are out of service.
That was Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. The U.S. Department of Justice insists that the perpetrators and enablers of atrocities in the Ukraine war will be held accountable for war crimes.
Russia has committed war crimes and crimes against humanity in Ukraine. We cannot, we will not let war criminals escape accountability for the aggression and atrocities they have committed.
U.S. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco urged the U.S. Senate committee on Wednesday to provide the DOJ more tools to strengthen its ability to go after Russian President Vladimir Putin and those who support the Russian